This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
We're reminiscing. We're going to keep it right there. It is The Drive with Shane Piper, Lante, Derek Piper. Good opening segment about Illinois football, 38-10, winners over Rutgers. Also talked Illinois basketball. We will chat more on the basketball team as they get ready to open the season officially tomorrow night at home against Nicholls State. And we also talked about the Illini football team and how they've kind of changed things since that Michigan game. But, you know, Derek, isn't it just nice to have two teams on campus of the two main I want to say two main sports. How do you do that? The two, what's the word I always forget? The money.
The revenue sports.
The revenue sports. To have two of those sports both having positive feelings about both. The basketball team that if they do what we think they could do in this non-conference, they could be ranked going into the Big Ten.
Yep.
And also a football team that could be bowl eligible by next Saturday.
It's fun to talk about.
It is.
It's fun for fans, obviously, and for the football team to get to a bowl game after where they were a month and a half ago, and then a basketball team that's expected to break a long NCAA tournament drought.
Ugh.
A lot of people would say it's about time, and I'd agree with them.
Amen. Hey, and by the way, Wes texted in, Lon, my Illinois transplanted bud is driving from Kalamazoo to East Lansing on Sunday. Excuse me, Saturday, 70-minute drive to Spartan Stadium. We'll be definitely sporting the orange and blue. I think there's going to be a lot of orange and blue up there. I really do.
Good.
I think a lot of Illinois fans are fired up for this. And I've always joked, like when the Cardinals did their run for like 12 years, the Cardinal baseball team, I joked about it, but it's true. I spent a lot of money going to playoff games and buying shirts and World Series stuff, and I always used to kid like, listen, I need the Cardinals to lose because I need my bank account to kind of get money back in it. Well, Illinois football fans, we got money to spend, right? It's been a while.
They've been waiting for an excuse to use it on Illinois football. Let's be honest, and even if it is a bowl game in Detroit the day after Christmas, Illinois fans are going to be there.
We took a survey at the tailgate Saturday. Early on, Saturday morning, we actually went to Marianne. We decided not to make breakfast this week, so we just walked over to Marianne's Diner. Shout out to Adam Grimes for the breakfast. Thank you, sir. So we all sat there walking back, and we're like, if Illinois makes a bowl, we going? And there were eight guys. Seven of the eight were like, we're in. I'm in. We're in. And I'm like, well, I would have to check for my basketball schedule to make sure what I'm missing or not missing, but if it's doable – man, why wouldn't you do that? That'd be fun. I'm telling you, a bowl in Nashville, Tennessee would be the perfect scenario. Oh,
that's the one you've gotten pointed out.
Yeah, that's the one I want.
Highlighted. That's what you want for Christmas.
Yeah, boom. I mean, let's be honest. The Pinstripe Bowl in New York, I'm not doing that. I'm sorry.
The 27th, yeah.
And San Diego. San Diego, I'm not doing that.
Why not?
Because I'm going to Arizona in Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I can't afford it.
Plenty that will volunteer to go in your place.
Yeah, oh, no doubt. And San Diego, I've never been to, but it's supposed to be just beautiful. So I can't think of where some of these Outback.
The Red Box Bowl is in
that?
California.
Okay, I'm not going there. The Outback is in Florida.
Yep.
Now, I could maybe see myself firing down there. There is a Gasparilla Bowl in Tampa, I believe, but I don't think the Big Ten has a tie to it.
Where's the Armed Forces Bowl?
Is that in Texas? The Armed Forces?
To look at it.
Seemed like I heard that was in Texas. I guess that would be doable. Mm-hmm. Does Austin, Texas have a bowl game? They need to have a bowl game. They need to just put one together. So, some of these are just a long way away. I mean, in terms of distance, they're a long way to travel. Of course, there's Detroit as well, so that would be one you could get to. You could drive up there, right? I don't know how far the drive is to Detroit, but I'm guessing you could make that in a day. So, yeah, maybe Florida, but I don't think I'm going to New York. Well, I definitely am not going to New York, and I'm not going to San Diego or anywhere in California. So is that fair?
As long as they can serve your preferences, yes.
Although a lot of people are probably like, I'm going, Lon. All right, we got to do drive time, and I have to ask you about the Bears. Drive time. I'm sorry.
All right.
And then we'll talk some Illini basketball at the bottom of the hour. The Bears.
do it.
The Bear!
All right, let's do this, though. This is Drive Time, brought to you by Honda BMW Champaign. For a wide selection of new and used vehicles, check out Honda BMW Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash and Savoy, and online at drivechampaign.com.
Well, let's start with Illinois football. They win. They beat Rutgers 38-10. They kind of did what they had to do. Defense showed up second half.
Yeah, absolutely. You get two takeaways, both for six. You lead the country in takeaways at 22, tied for first in the country in defensive touchdowns at 5-2 against Rutgers. And, look, that's a terrible Rutgers offense.
Yes.
They're brutal. They proved that. And it was 10-10 at halftime, and you're feeling like Illinois fans in the back of their minds are like, something's going to go wrong. Too
right.
many things are going right. Illinois basketball's building up. You get on Rick Rubello. Football wins. Chance to win three in a row, first time since 07. Please don't let this be the time. And it wasn't. So, as you mentioned, take care of business. You're going into East Lansing with some confidence, with momentum, and we'll see what happens.
These linebackers, I'll give Miles Smith a lot of credit, and these linebackers in general. You got two of the three that'll be back next year. Dele Harding is the senior. Dele was named Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week. Excited for him. Of course, the pick six. Jake Hansen today was listed as a semifinalist for the Butkus Award. Exciting for Jake, who's only a junior. And then you have Milo Eifler, who came over from Washington, transferred in. He has another year next year. So you're looking at two guys coming back next year, plus maybe a Shimon Cooper that could fill in that role for Dele Harding. Isn't it amazing, though, what these linebackers have done this season for Illinois? They've been good. And we talked about this all the time. Now, that defensive line is becoming good at keeping the linebackers clean
yep.
in terms of, you know, getting those blocks and sustaining those blocks from offensive line and letting the linebackers shoot the gaps and do stuff. But when you're watching these games, I know Jake Hansen a couple of times and Eifler a couple of times on that outside containment did a great job of not only shedding either a tight end or a running back, but then getting upfield and making tackles for losses. This group has been very good this season.
Yeah, we've been waiting ever since Lovie Smith's tenure started to have high-level linebacker play, and we're starting to see it during this stretch for sure. Dele Harding, as we mentioned plenty of times, leads the Big Ten in tackles. He's already got over 100, 106 on the year. Next close is Ben Holt from Purdue has 89.
Wow.
That's kind of a big deal. And then, of course, Jake
Hansen.
That's
the first team all-Big Ten player, right?
It is. Yeah.
Dele Harding.
And then Hansen's got to be in the conversation, doesn't he, with
no
the way
doubt.
He's taking the ball away, forced fumbles up there, nation's leader. And Milo Eifler has played well too. So that's really the key. One of the keys, and you mentioned there, the up front with the defensive line play to keep them clean, allow them to fly around and make plays.
Huge.
They kind of go hand in hand.
Milo.
Milo, I think, is
I
the
think
way.
It is.
Yeah.
I always just say Milo. I don't know why. Fly low, Milo, so the kids can see it. There's a story behind that. You don't want to hear it. All right, Bears.
Okay.
Now let's wait on the Bears. Illinois basketball beats Lewis 83-50. You and I were both there. You had better seats than I down on press row. I was as high up as you could go on purpose. I went to the very top. What did you see that you liked? Obviously, Kofi was really good.
He was, yeah, absolutely. And to start the game off, turnaround jumper from the free throw line, hit two of those on the game. It wasn't something I was necessarily expecting.
No.
I wondered if there was going to be any high-low action from Kofi down to Georgie. We saw that one time. He threw a nice touch pass over the top. Georgie had the defender penned, and it got an easy bucket. So I really liked the way Kofi played 28 minutes. That was a little bit surprising, too.
I agree.
To be able to be that well-conditioned. Benjamin Bossman's Verdonk late.
Wow.
It's two or three threes, actually. And now you're wanting to see him more in the rotation and maybe pushing Kipper Nichols, pushing DeMonte Williams for some minutes. Trent Frazier and Andres were fantastic. Io really struggled. Not too worried about that.
No.
The offense was ugly early. Missed a lot of shots and just didn't seem to be in much of a groove. But we'll see how they look against Nichols State on Tuesday.
It was funny, and obviously, you could almost ask Brad Underwood, and he'd be like, you know what, I'm kind of okay with how that started. Because it was 14-2, and you could tell he was calm, and then you could tell he was getting more frustrated and more frustrated. Now, you know this better than I, because you were right there. But all of a sudden, he takes that time out, and he was not happy. And, I mean, you could just tell that he's like, okay, enough. turn this around right now. We've wasted a long enough time here with Lewis. And credit to Lewis. They came out and played some good ball. They're going to win a few games, I would think, as a Division II school up north in what, Romeoville? Is that what we
decided? Romeoville. I think they won 25 last year.
Oh, wow.
D2 level, so decent D2 team.
No doubt. But Brad obviously got into the grill of some of these players. What was the chatter like with all of you media guys after the game, and also just in the press conference with Brad and whomever player came in? What was it like? What was the chatter there about that game?
Yeah, Brad talked about wanting the players to figure it out early, and he kind of backed off and see if they could. And then, of course, as it went on, as you mentioned, he got fired up, a little inspired. And as a coach, usually, or you look at coaches like that, and they don't shy away from the opportunity to humble their team, especially one that's had expectations going into the year.
Good call.
And you got big games coming up. So I think that was something that probably put a fire in practice the last few days. And then, yeah, Trent, and we talked to Trent Frazier today, Io, and they didn't make a huge deal out of it.
Yeah.
So they kind of learned from it and moved on. And I wouldn't put a ton of stock in it either. I think offensively, especially in the half court, you're still trying to get some more flow and ball movement and everything.
Yep.
And they saw a lot of zone against Lewis.
They did.
I don't think they responded that great to it. Would have liked to see more guard penetration and kick it out and everything. Then again, it was their first time playing in front of a crowd as the team. And you heard a lot of positive feedback from the South Carolina scrimmage. Not so much against Lewis.
No.
But it's still a good ball club.
I joked to Brad Underwood when he came and joined us last week that, what are we expecting out of Kofi? And he's like, now hold on. And I'm like, well, he's not going to go 20 and 16? Well, he did double-double. What was his line?
Got it right in front of me, right here.
So like
16 and 11.
Wow.
Yep.
How many rebounds did Illinois? I know this is against Lewis, but the main rebounders. So Kofi led him with 11, then Georgie was 7, is that right?
Yeah, and Andres was 6.
Okay.
Overall, 45 to 27 on the glass.
I did hear Brad after that game when we were driving home, and he said he was talking about Andres Felice, and he's like, you just get to a point where you have to have him out on the court.
Yeah.
And he said there was a time when I actually looked down on the bench and saw him sitting there, and I'm like, what am I doing? Like, why is he on the bench? It is just amazing how much of a glue that guy is for this team.
Yeah, it's put a situation where we talked about his value coming off the bench. He provides a spark, and you go through the first 4 or 5 minutes, and you throw that guy in there, and that can be tough for teams to deal with. But Brad's having a hard time of getting himself to leave Andres on the bench to start off the game. And I think you're going to see Dre, Trent, and Io with Kofi and Georgie. That's going to be the starting five. And, yeah, with Dre's value in so many different areas, it's hard to argue with that.
I agree. Totally. All right.
Just do it.
I did not watch a down of the Bears game. I had plenty of other games that had fantasy implications, including the Steelers, who decided that they can't throw a ball more than 4 feet. Mason Rudolph, all he does is dump to the running back. And I've got Juju as my fantasy receiver.
There it is.
And at one point I was like, how many catches does this Andrews kid have? Well, then they show up the stat that he's got the most catches ever by a running back in a game. I'm like, well, that doesn't shock me. The Bears. You lose, what, 22-12 to Philadelphia?
22-14.
Mm-hmm. You had your boy, the running back, Jordan Howard,
yeah,
had a couple of nice runs against you.
Sure.
Did you watch the game? And if so, just where are you at with this team? Are you to the point where it's like, well, they're not going to the playoffs, and now I'd rather, like with me with Arizona, I'm not even mad at Arizona. I just am to the point now where somebody the other day was like, oh, you guys couldn't take care of San Francisco. I'm like, I know, good. Because I want draft picks. Yeah. I want a higher draft pick for Arizona. I know they're not a playoff team. They're not going to be a playoff team for a couple of years, so why not just, I mean, I'm not saying tank, and I don't think, like, Arizona's done that, and the Bears definitely won't do that. But at this point, with Arizona, I'm just like, just lose, man. Let's get a better draft pick. Are you there yet with the Bears, or are you just so mesmerized by this thing? Like, confused would probably be the better word.
Yeah, partially confused, but partially just really mad and angry because I know what the issues are. They're not hard to really figure out. The fact that they're on both sides of the ball is frustrating because
you
think that defense should have it figured out knowing the talent they have. Chuck Pagano, I don't think, has done a great job. But then it all boils down to the quarterback, and he just week after week is kind of disgusting. The fact that he can't make throws that are just routine for a lot of other NFL quarterbacks. And you look at other early draft picks, you watch what Lamar Jackson did last night, and you're like, well,
wow,
he was picked in the mid to late first round. I know it was in the same draft, but a lot of these other guys are proving to be franchise-type players, and Trubisky had 9 passing yards in the first half.
Wow.
He had 10 completions, and 5 were behind the line of scrimmage.
It is the offensive line bad.
It's not good.
I'm going here devil's advocate, and not really. I got no reason to defend Trubisky, but I don't see as many of the games as you do. I try to watch the Bears when I can, but not very often because I've got other fantasy guys I'm watching. I don't have anybody on the Bears. But is it the offensive line's just bad? Are the wide receivers just not getting open? Is the running game not supporting the pass game? I mean, or is it just simply Trubisky's just not very good?
I think it all comes back to Trubisky's not very good because there is an issue with play calling. Mm-hmm. And as far as developing or having a system, plays that connect to each other and running something to set up something else further on in the game, and you don't see that. You just have a collection of plays that Matt Nagy decides he can run and maybe feel safe enough with his quarterback. But Trubisky's not reading defenses. He's not making throws that are there. I mean, it started the first drive. It's third down, and Allen Robinson's open on an out route, and he just misses him.
Yeah.
You just miss. You have multiple three and outs. I think you had 1 first down the whole first half.
Third downs. Hey, can you wrap us up, and then we'll keep this talk going? I know you don't want to, but.
This is Drive Time, brought to you by Honda BMW Champaign. For a wide selection of new and used vehicles, check out Honda BMW Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burr Washington Savoy and online at drivechampaign.com.
All right, 359-2255 if you want to weigh in. 359-2255.
One more point to what you said, though. Being bad for a good draft pick, the Bears are only helping the Raiders because the Raiders have the Bears' first-round pick.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
It's like salt in the wound. And the Packers lost yesterday.
And the Vikings lost in Kansas City, so.
Wow. Yeah, you know, that's a bad loss for Minnesota. That was weird. They had the lead, 23-20 in that game. They come out with arguably the best running back going right now in Dalvin Cook, and they play action the first play, and Kirk Cousins throws some horrible. He gets rushed, throws it away. Then they try Cook on 2nd and 10. He gets maybe 3. Then they're forced to pass. Well, they end up punting. Kansas City kicks a field goal to tie it. So then the Vikings get the ball back with a chance to go down, and they do it again. They don't use Cook again. And I'm like, why are you trying to be – I mean, it's – why do we overthink ourselves? Dalvin Cook is getting you like 4 to 5 yards a carry. Why are you overthinking the idea that, well, we're not going to give the ball to Cook. We're going to really fool him here 2 times in a row, and then they end up losing the game to Kansas City. It was an interesting day where if the Bears would have won, all of a sudden you gain a game on both the Packers and Vikings in that division, and yet you can't get that done against an Eagles team that really –
they haven't been that impressive either. They've been disappointing. I know they had a big win in Buffalo, but then they need both teams, Bears and Eagles, are really in a must-win scenario. The Eagles have an easier division with the Cowboys not having it figured out either. But, yeah, with your 2 division rivals losing, Detroit's coming to Chicago this upcoming weekend, you had to have that game to still be playoff relevant. I don't think the Bears are. I'd be hesitant not to pick. I wouldn't pick them actually for anything.
I see.
Pick them to win to the Lions and then go to the Rams after that.
Wow. 217 said the Lions been disappointing, but the biggest issue is Mitch. He's without a doubt the worst starting quarterback in the NFL.
Hard to argue.
That is hard to argue, isn't it? Who are some other of the worst starting quarterbacks in the NFL?
Man,
we don't need to go through it. Mitch, you're down there.
Flacco's when he's starting, but he wasn't in this past week.
No. I don't know. Has the NFL in general been kind of disappointing this year? Now that's easy. Now let me caution you.
When you tie it to your team's disappointment.
Correct.
Yeah.
So you're looking at 2 guys here with the Bears and the Arizona Cardinals, and we're both like, oh man, the NFL's been horrible this year. I watch a ton of NFL games. It just seems like the product itself hasn't been great, but I'm not one of those guys that A, worries about that. Or B, jumps on some bandwagon about it, you know, thinking, oh, something's changing. I mean, you've had some cool storylines. Lamar Jackson's been a great storyline. The New England Patriots, who finally lost last night, you know, they just kept racking up wins. San Francisco with Jimmy Garoppolo. The Niners basically built a team without a quarterback. I mean, they had, like, your boy Ferentz or whatever his name, not Ferentz, but Beathard, who played for Ferentz. Geez. They had him starting for, like, 2 years, right, as they built that team. And then they get the trade for Jimmy Garoppolo, which was wonderful. And all he's done ever since then is won like 15 times in like 18 games for San Francisco, when every team in the NFL essentially passed over him twice until the genius Belichick took him. And, you know, then you look at, I mean, it's, I don't know, like the AFC South is just it's so ho-hum to me with Houston and Indy. I mean, Indy's kind of leading that division, I think, but do you look at that team and say, oh, that's definitely a Super Bowl contender? No. Buffalo's pretty good, but do you look at that team and think, no. I mean, their defense is good. The Jets and the Dolphins are woeful. And then in the NFC, you've got, I mean, Atlanta's been a really good team of late. They're terrible. The Cowboys, who should be dominating, they're terrible. I don't want to say terrible, but they're average.
The Bears are terrible.
The Giants look horrible. The Bears are bad. I mean, who's winning?
Seattle
winning.
Somehow the Saints continue to win.
And Seattle, like, Seattle needed I mean, they barely beat Tampa.
I know.
At home. I don't know. Maybe there's just a lot of parity, which I like.
There is. There just haven't seemed to be a lot of big time games either. A lot of good matchups.
It's a good call.
Like, Tennessee's going to be on against who?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, Tennessee, they're not good. That's another one that's not good. And then you know, Jacksonville, they're just kind of plodding along. That was just a woeful game to watch in London. And I don't know. I mean, I've listed like 15 teams and all of them are horrible.
Primetime games have been bad. Like Dolphins, Steelers was Monday night last week. Oh,
Steelers, there's another team that's bad.
Quarterback injuries haven't helped either.
No, they haven't.
Mahomes out, Roethlisberger out, Luck obviously out, Drew Brees is out.
That's true. Well, New Orleans has looked good.
Yeah.
They've looked good. The Packers until yesterday had looked good. You know who's been good? The Raiders.
Yeah.
Kudos to
the joke of the offseason. Everybody's punchline of the offseason.
Yeah.
They're actually good.
And now all of a sudden you look at that team with all the draft picks they've got coming up. Why can't I think of his name?
Gruden.
Yeah. Kudos to John Gruden, man. What he's put together out there. The Chargers aren't very good. I've listed like 80% of the teams in the NFL and none of them are good.
Yeah, can we get Lindy on the text line again to come up with some Derek Carr trade?
Are the Rams, they're not that good, are they?
No, they haven't been playing very well.
Cooper Kupp's been good, or whatever his name is. Seattle has been good. Russell Wilson's been good. I'll tell you what, Russell Wilson, Lamar Jackson, and Deshaun Watson have been studs. Studs. And that's why I look at a Kyler Murray and I hope that kind of quarterback right now seems to be working. And that's what I like. Russell Wilson is just an absolute stud. He has turned into almost a Drew Brees.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, Drew Brees is a guy that just every throw is connected on, and that's what Russell Wilson does.
Yeah, he's like the most accurate quarterback in football, right up there with Brees. Luck was in that conversation.
Incredible.
And also, he doesn't have a ton of big name, like weapons.
No, you're right.
Tyler Lockett has become one because he's playing with Russell Wilson.
And Deshaun Watson is just, his arm is fantastic.
That's depressing.
I love that. That's love watching Deshaun Watson play. And Lamar Jackson's just fast. You just can't, I mean, he just does what he wants to do. He just, I mean, you don't think that a quarterback like that in the NFL, and what I mean is just somebody that relies a lot on speed and his running ability, I didn't think that would ever really transfer over to the NFL and be successful because everybody's fast. But Lamar Jackson can make you look like a fool.
Yeah, they're running read option against the Patriots, who had been the best defense in a long time. Last night, and they put, what, 37 on him?
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. And Mitch Trubisky is a guy that was fast. I mean, last year, that's the kind of quarterback he is. He could run that and get out and be fast, but then,
Another criticism on Nagy is not bootlegging him out and getting him outside of the pocket. Or Mitch has been tentative to run as well. But
that's the weird stuff.
Mm.
Le'Veon Bell looked good yesterday. There's a name from the past that we forget
about. Dolphins beat them, though.
Yeah, they did. Good for the Dolphins, right?
Messing up their tank job.
You're right. Good for Miami. I like that. All right, listen, Illinois basketball. Season starts tomorrow officially. So when we come back, we're going to talk to Derek about getting ready for Illinois basketball, because you got Nicholls State, and then all of a sudden you get smacked in the face with a couple of big road games with Grand Canyon University and then Arizona. So we'll talk to you about, I want to find out kind of what you want to see against the Nicholls State team that was not good last year. And do you need to see Io? He wasn't good in the first game against Lewis, the exhibition. So I want to know, do you need to see something out of him before they hit the road, or are you not worried at all, which is probably the case? 359-2255 if you want to weigh in. It is The Drive.
SPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
Talk about the ultimate humiliator. Yeah, we hired a guy we just felt was the guy. Our bad. Now we're going to take about $18 million and pay him to go away. It was a bad hire, but those do happen. Why didn't the now-fired Willie Taggart work at Florida State? That's a huge question. From those that I know closely in the profession, there was no discipline inside the program, no accountability, stupid penalties never getting addressed, thus they kept happening, chaotic, disorganized practices, zero direction from the program's leader, and now that leader is gone. He was hired less than 2 years ago, same offseason as some coaches who have been very successful in that same time period. Oregon's Mario Cristobal, Arizona State's Herm Edwards. Painfully enough for Florida State fans, you can absolutely put arch rival Florida's Dan Mullen in that mix. Despite poor overall records, you could see clear improvement from coaches like Jeremy Pruitt at Tennessee or Chip Kelly at UCLA, even Jonathan Smith at Oregon State. But none of that improvement with Taggart, and for $17, $18 million, he's out. Keep your eyes on places like Nebraska and Arkansas, where frustration is mounting surrounding their second-year coaches, Scott Frost and Chad Morris. My guess, nothing happens there, but nothing is guaranteed anymore. In 60 seconds, the NFL team that needed yesterday's win more than anybody.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Pros like you rely on trusted brands to get the job done right. Lowe's is here to help with more of those brands in stock, and even better, we'll save you money too. Stop in today and pick up a Metabo HPT 1¾-inch 15-degree pneumatic roofing nailer for $40 less, now just $249. And get a DeWalt 20-volt Max 7-tool combo kit for only $399. That's a huge savings of $370. The kit includes a drill, impact driver, angle grinder, recip saw, flashlight, batteries, and more. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid for 11/13 U.S. only.
Nobody needed the win that it got yesterday more than the Seattle Seahawks. You might say, why? They're cruising in that wild card race. They were 6-2 going into yesterday's game against Tampa. Why them? Because of their next five games. They needed Russell Wilson's Superman performance and got it yesterday to get to 7-2. But here's what's next. At San Francisco, at Philly, home against Minnesota, at the Rams, at the Panthers. Five games, four on the road, total combined record of those teams 29-13. You think Seattle's not as good as its 7-2 record? You might soon be proven right. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
Music all over the house, and I love listening to talk radio, and if I want to listen to any of that, I just turn to Sonos. Andy from Premier Sound is with me. What's up, my man?
What's up, buddy? How are you doing today, Lon?
You have been talking to me about Sonos for so long. Explain a little bit how awesome this product is.
Absolutely, buddy. Sonos, the best way to describe it is the coolest streaming music service system on the planet. You could come into Premier Sound, you could buy a speaker. Literally, and the speaker is the size of a quart of oil. You could get one the size of a shoebox.
Awesome.
You could get one as large as a soundbar, and you literally control every one of those boxes. Or even if you have speakers in your house, you control all of those from your phone, your laptop, your iPad, your Android phone. Any smart device you have, you could literally, and I'm not exaggerating, buddy, you could stream unlimited radio stations, 110,000 radio stations from everywhere in the world, tens of thousands of podcasts, and every kind of music you could imagine under the sun all from your phone. You got to come check it out.
Premier Sound.
Come see me. Corner of Prospect and Bradley in Champaign.
Your passion is what makes your business successful. You're completely invested in the needs of today and your dreams for tomorrow. Whether you want to expand your business or streamline operations, Busey offers business business and wealth management solutions to meet your needs and achieve your dreams. Visit bc.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. BC, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's the amazing Luther Falls. Look at the beach, the palm trees, the sea going all the way to the horizon line. Luther Falls is some exotic location in the Caribbean. They will make your kitchen and bathroom feel like a paradise, though. With exquisite granite countertops, they have the cabinet selection that fits your color palette and storage needs. That's not even saying how they can remodel that bathroom of yours. Give Luther Falls of Bloomington and Champaign the chance to make your own paradise dream a reality. Go to LutherFalls.com to start your project.
Financing now available.
Two men in a truck have declared November as Don't Hire a Turkey to Move You Month. Two men in a truck will continue to send out professional movers on every move. No day labor or movers that make this sound. Two men in a truck moving professionals will always be in a clean, matching uniform void of feathers. Contact Two Men in a Truck for your free, accurate estimate at twomenchampagne.com. Movers who care.
Office managers are always looking for the best way to do their job. I recommend Minuteman Press for letterhead, folders, forms, statements, and business cards for the staff. Simplify your mailings with self-adhesive envelopes and custom stamps, postcards, and mailing services. Binders, tabs, folders, and brochures are no problem at Minuteman Press. They'll design, print, and promote you. Visit cuprinting.com.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Hi, folks. Van for heel-to-toe shoes in downtown Urbana. Hey, quit putting it off. You've heard about us. I've been yelling at you long enough. Come on in, get measured, get fit in that comfortable pair of footwear you know you deserve. Don't be a dummy head. We're easy to find. Heel-to-toe shoes, 106 West Main, downtown Urbana. I said I'd tell you hi. Hi, do it.
Ready to change jobs where you're working is putting your feet to sleep or maybe not letting your feet sleep at all? You have integrity, you're hungry to grow, you believe good things happen? I'd love to talk to you. Hey, it's Stevie J. As an equal opportunity employer, we have a rare opening for a senior account executive. Comes with the best list of clients ever. Also comes with a great benefit package. If you have integrity, you're hungry to succeed at a high level, you have a positive outlook on life, you have a little sales experience, love to talk to you. Simply send an email to me, Stevie at sjbroadcasting.com. Again, it's Stevie. TV at sjbroadcasting.com.
Oh, I'm sorry, I put you on.
Oh, my bad.
All right, listen, Whit. My buddy's like, the Cowboys are not horrible. Easy, big fella.
They're 4-3.
Okay, they're not horrible. They're what the Cowboys
good.
Have been for the last 20 years. They've been average. Ooh. Is that right?
Not necessarily even a hot take. It's kind of the reality.
Kind of reality.
Yeah.
Did they finally win a playoff game a while ago?
They beat Seattle last
year.
That's
right. That's right. All right.
In the postseason.
Because I think it had been since like 98 or something that they'd won a playoff game. I like this when I do this, and I know, like,
there was one other one.
I know they, people are listening.
They won, and then they went to Minnesota to play Favre, and they got crushed.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. How many years has what's-his-face coached this team, Jason Garrett? 10?
It's got to be.
Has he been there 10 years?
Was he the guy after Parcells?
What's his overall record?
Jake, help us out.
Yeah, Jake, can you do that? All right, Jake's going to check Jason Garrett's overall record at Dallas. I don't even know where he came from before that. But
so the Cowboys' wins are the Giants, the Redskins, the Dolphins,
yeah,
and the Eagles.
Who have they lost to?
The Saints, the Packers, and at the Jets.
So pretty much, minus the Jets, the teams that they should have lost to, they have.
Yeah, the win against the Eagles is the only one really worth talking about. They play the Giants tonight, which is the game everybody wants
to
watch.
That's a gift, right? I think that's in New York, right?
It is.
Or East Rutherford. Andrew the other day said, he said something about the Giants and the Jets and their field, and I said, they share a field. And he's like, what? And it even struck me. All right, Jason Garrett, thank you, Jake, is 59-48, which isn't bad. I mean, that's not horrible, but it's not. I mean, surely that you're out if you're a Cowboys coach after that, aren't you? But it struck me, and I've known this all my life, that they share this stadium in East Rutherford. But I sat there and I thought to myself, that is weird.
It is.
That is weird in the number one market in the country, in New York. And I don't know what that has to, well, it does have a lot to do with it, with in terms of TV money, et cetera, that the Giants and the Jets share a stadium. That's just strange to me.
Yeah, what made it even more strange is the Bills played in the same stadium their first two games against the Giants, and they came back to New York and played the Jets.
That's right. I forgot about that. I mean, can we throw some money out here and get the Giants or the Jets a new stadium? That's weird. I mean, it's just, I don't know, it's strange.
It's less weird than the A's and the Raiders sharing a stadium. Now, that's just annoying.
That is annoying.
When the infield is in around midfield.
When you catch the ball across the middle and land at second base in football. Yeah, that is a little strange. All right, well, those are just kind of our weird things that are going on. Oh, you've got the playoff picture right now.
I do, yes. So AFC right now, by seed, number one seed Patriots, two seed Ravens. Those are good teams. Three seed Texans.
Yeah.
Four seed Chiefs.
Yeah, with
Mahomes is back.
I agree.
But that defense isn't very good.
They didn't have Tyreek for a few weeks.
True.
Now he's back and he shows his worth. And now they haven't had Mahomes. Yeah, I agree.
Buffalo, the five.
Good for the Bills.
The Colts, the six.
Yeah. So two teams out of the AFC South would be in.
Yeah.
I mean, if that isn't the division of mediocrity, I don't know what is.
Sure is.
I mean, it's just every year it's like, oh, hey, this team wanted it at 8-8.
But can the Chargers make a run? They're 4-5. Raiders are 4-4.
Maybe the Chargers.
Maybe. Yeah.
I mean, they were without Melvin. Although Austin Eckler was just, I mean, he's just as good. I think, in my mind, he is. And then. The Raiders, I think they're a year away, but
yeah.
You got to give them kudos. All right, now how about in the NFC?
49ers, the only unbeaten team left in football. They're the one seed. Saints, the two seed. Now Breeze back. Packers, the three seed. Now those are all at least 7-1 football teams. Dallas would be the four seed right now. At 4-3. Although the five seed,
wild
card, Seattle, 7-2.
Okay.
Minnesota is the six seed at 6-3. Rams just outside, 5-3.
Minnesota's good. I like Minnesota. It's interesting. Isn't it funny how you can win a division and have a worse record and host a game against, so for instance, Dallas at 4-3, if they hosted the
6-3 Vikings.
6-3 Vikings. Or, I mean, it happens every year. I know this happens and there's not much you can do about it, but all right. That's NFL. That's the NFL.
Seems like there haven't been that many games in recent weeks to really get fired up for.
No. And I love the NFL.
Yeah. I enjoyed the Ravens and Patriots game last night. But.
Yeah. I watch every week. I am one of those, though, that I love fantasy football, and I do it, and I wonder to myself, like, for instance, this year. Well, no, not this year, because Kyler Murray keeps me interested in the Cardinals. I always watch Arizona games. But there have been years where it's like week 10 or week 11 or week 12, and they've won three games. And, you know, you sit there and you're like, well, I'll watch, but I could care less. And if it wasn't for fantasy, I wonder how much NFL I would watch. Is that fair?
That's a good point.
So, I've always thought that's why the NFL rules.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's a main reason why the NFL rules is because of fantasy football.
That's why you care about half of the games you care about. Why you want the red zone channel.
Correct.
You
got
to see every score because you got, you know,
well, the guy
guy
I was going against had Le'Veon Bell, so I watched every second of the Jets-Dolphins game. Now, in another universe without fantasy football, I wouldn't even know they're playing. I'd be like, wait, the two worst teams in football are playing. Well, that's interesting. All right, we didn't talk a lot of basketball, but when we come back, we will. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break, get you ready for tomorrow night. Of course, we'll do that tomorrow as well. We'll hear some audio from Illinois, we think.
Yeah, I'll have that queued up.
Getting ready for Nicholls State. So we'll talk a little Illini hoop when we come back. It is The Drive.
Why do so many go to Honda BMW of Champaign? Is it the selection of hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles, the easy location off Neal at Burwash Savoy, or the fact that they're an award-winning dealership getting incredible reviews year after year from their customers? Yes, it's all of the above. Before you buy your next vehicle, give Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Honda BMW off Neal at Burwash Savoy, or go online, drivechampaign.com.
Flowers are a calming presence. They shift a room into smelling fresh. It lifts the mood of its inhabitants. Blossom Basket understands how God's creation has those invisible qualities. For even going to blossombasket.com gives you a sense of peace seeing those beautiful flowers on that screen. Head there today and the flowers will speak for themselves. Then you can order the flowers and feel those invisible qualities that makes Blossom Basket flowers so delightful.
What drew you to this, Sergeant?
This has kind of been a family tradition. My grandfather was a police officer. He was a police chief in Rantoul for a short time. My dad was a deputy sheriff for 25 years, and I've been a deputy sheriff now for 23. I have a brother and a cousin that work in the corrections division at the sheriff's office, so it's just my dad's what drew me to it.
Yeah, well, your dad worked with maybe Sheriff Madigan, maybe?
He started, actually started with Sheriff Hedrick.
Okay,
and
all right.
I went to Sheriff Brown.
Sheriff Madigan, yeah. So that's just awesome. So you watched it. You saw it. I mean, there's so much negative in some of the things you do, catching people that are making bad choices, bad people, evil people. It's a negative underbelly kind of things to protect me. Does that wear on you?
It does, but I don't let that show. I mean, this is a job that I've known from a little kid. That's what I want to do, and I'm still having fun doing it. So it does drain on you, but I keep plugging along.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, call SK today.
What's Kasasa Tunes? It's free checking that funds your fun. Now available at Prospect Bank. Earn refunds on your iTunes, Amazon.com, and Google Play purchases, all for doing the simple things that you do anyway. Free Kasasa checking even refunds your ATM fees nationwide. Get paid. Bank local. Ask for Kasasa at Prospect Bank or go to bankprospect.com and join the movement today. Qualifications and rules apply. See financial institution for details. Member FDIC.
Looking for a place to host your company or organization's holiday party? Looking for great food and drink options? Look no further than Gifford's Long Branch Steakhouse. Donnie and the crew would love to host your private celebration Sunday, Monday, or Tuesdays in downtown Gifford. Steaks, seafood, chops, chicken, ribs, and more. Call 568-7722 for details. That's 568-7722. And don't forget, gift certificates from Long Branch make great stocking stuffers.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Yeah, baby, it's The Drive. Tay and Piper. All right, Marcelo Zuna has signed with the Cardinals.
No. That is not the news I was going to share, but he could. Within the next 10 days, he's been offered the qualifying offer, which is $17.8 million for next season.
Okay.
He has 10 days to accept or decline. I have a feeling we both know what he'll do.
Yeah, and then for the Cardinals, then, they will receive a draft pick, right? A compensatory draft pick for whoever signs Ozuna, I think.
If you go somewhere else, I think that's correct. Of course, then the question is, do you end your pursuit, and we talked about this before, after he declined the qualifying offer, or do you
continue to try to happen? I could be wrong on that pick.
You have to,
but
some.
I think so, too. We need to maybe this week sometime, maybe Wednesday, have a discussion again on baseball. Bring in like a list of all the free agents, maybe break down what you could expect with both the Cubs, Cardinals. That would be interesting. And the Sox next year, I think we have to talk a little bit more about. All right, was there anything else you were going to add? I know Bill and Troy was not happy because we talked NFL. Sorry, Bill. Would you rather us talk NBA?
Yeah.
Sixers host somebody tonight. Okay, Illinois basketball.
Sixers on the road at Phoenix.
Phoenix, that's right. Because they've got the one dude that played with him 2 years ago. They traded him. One of those foreign dudes.
Hmm. Saric?
Yeah. Is it Dark?
Dario Saric?
I could never figure out his name. So when they traded him, I'm like, I'm all right with that.
Saric or Saric, or however you want to know. Saric,
yeah.
Saric.
So he's with Phoenix now, so they get to play them tonight. All right, Illinois opens the regular season tomorrow night against Nicholls State. Not a big crowd for Lewis, which was expected, I guess. I mean, I thought it would be actually a little bit better.
Late tip.
Yeah,
exhibition
that's
true. Game, and then again, it was a Friday night.
Friday night. But no high school football, really. I mean, weren't really battling that. I know, like, Oakwood played and won. Congrats, Comets. But it was one of those where, you know, I don't know. I mean, people are excited to see this team. I know Andrew was excited, and we went. Probably if Andrew's excitement wasn't there, I don't know that I would have gone. But it's different when it's the actual regular season. And against Nicholls State, what do you hope to see out of this team come out against Nicholls State? They kind of got the Lewis thing out of their system, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Like a bad early basketball.
No doubt. I think you just want to see continued improvement in the offensive end, just get into a flow and kind of a comfort zone. And Underwood talked today about establishing identity. They're still trying to figure that out. Who are they when, you know, you need a bucket or, you know, it's tough down the stretch. I don't think you're going to experience that against Nicholls State, but still, I've mentioned plenty of times here the last week or so, want to see Georgia get going.
Yes.
Feel comfortable, confidence. His touch around the rim, it seems like he's been short on some of his hook shots. I have a lot of faith in Georgie, but to have him and Kofi going into that road trip, you'd feel really, really good. And, of course, Io.
Yeah.
If he comes out and has 15 in the first half or something like that, that would be good to see.
Minus Trent against Lewis. You got to knock shots down.
Yeah.
And they didn't really do that early, especially. I don't know how comfortable I am, or confident would be the better word. I don't know how confident I am in this in Illinois knocking down a bunch of threes. And it seems like, I know you don't have to live by that, but it helps.
Yeah, it definitely does. It definitely. I mean, you got to hit free throws as well. That was something they didn't do either.
They didn't.
But that is bringing in the conversation of how much do you play DeMonte?
Yeah.
How much do you play Kipper? How much do you play Ben, who hit three threes? And does he get into the action earlier? I think he would. I think he's earned that. And Brad was actually said he was more encouraged what he did defensively.
Right.
And when you know that as a freshman in particular, if you show you can be somewhat trustworthy on defense, that's how you get into the game.
I thought
you had the opportunity to make shots.
I thought it was funny that Underwood said that. He's like, he only played like 5 minutes against South Carolina. I didn't get him in for only 10 tonight. He goes, that's just poor coaching. And he laughed, of course. But, all right, last question for me on Illinois basketball. Is the defense different?
Yeah, that's
I mean,
it looked like they weren't
taking as many chances.
Yeah.
It almost looked pack line. I know that's the new term. As opposed to, you know, just where all of a sudden you're giving up back doors. Now, it is Lewis.
Io actually brought that up today when I asked him, because Illinois only had 14 fouls in the game against Lewis. Lewis shot 6 free throws. And we know the past 2 years that Underwood's been here, they've been one of the worst teams as far as sending teams to the line.
Yes.
Underwood even mentioned in the post game that Illinois doubled South Carolina's free throw attempts.
Oh, wow.
So clearly they didn't foul. Illinois didn't foul as much. Io said today that they're more in line, allowing catches and keeping it in front of them.
Okay.
So that's a different, you know, defensive philosophy, which I think people have been calling for, obviously.
I didn't mean for that to come out so hot. I was midway through that Lewis game. I kind of was like, what are we doing different? Like, something's different on defense. And that's what it was. I think it was just a matter. Now, I don't know that Lewis has the ability to break back door and dunk in your face necessarily. Not that against those kids, but like a Michigan State could or someone like that. But it did look like more of an average defense or a – what's the word I'm looking for?
Typical standard defense.
Standard is the perfect word. So that'll be something I'm looking for tomorrow night, to see how kind of how they do against Nicholls.
Yeah, you just don't want to – you want to limit your easy baskets that you're giving up.
Amen. All right, we don't have to thank anybody today. We'll thank Jake for being here, Alec as well, and just you and I.
Talk to Mikey tomorrow.
Yeah, Mikey Dudek. I'm trying to get somebody from the Big Ten Network to talk Illinois football. Try to get that. We'll preview Illinois and Nicholls State. Lot to do tomorrow and all week until Eric. I just about called you Eric. Derek takes off for Arizona, you bum, on Thursday. That's awesome. We're out of here. Enjoy the night. The drive.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 1616 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 1616. Enjoy.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, Illini fans! Game Day Spirits, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, and they have all you need to get geared up and show your support for your favorite team. Whether you're looking for new outerwear to take on the cold, stylish gear to wear to a game, or a gift from the diehard Illini fan in your life, Game Day Spirit has you covered. Game Day Spirits, every Illini fan's one-stop shop, with stores at the corner of 6th and Green in Campustown, the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, and online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Come in and see what's new. Go Illini!
Do you know someone who's served in the military? Honor them by taking them out to lunch and enjoying a program at the Hilton Garden Inn on Monday, Veterans Day, the 11th. Doors open at 11. Everything starts at 11:30 with the Unity Banner Singers and a flag ceremony. Keynote speaker being Pete Milinkovic. Sign up now as you click on this year's event at VeteransDayOneOnOne.com. It's $20, the Hilton Garden Inn, Monday Veterans Day, with doors opening at 11. VeteransDayOneOnOne.com.
Situated in the heart of Campus Town, Asian-inspired Italian cuisine can be found at Naya Restaurant.
We took some elements of some Asian food and some techniques. I went to Korea for a while. We took some elements of those and then kind of infused them into Italian. Quite popular is our risotto, which is an Italian dish, but we use Korean beef, bulgogi, with mushrooms in the risotto.
Visit Chef Thad Morrow and his team at Naya Restaurant. See the menu and get more information at NayaRestaurant.com.
You probably know about Champaign Outdoors. That's home to some of CU's favorite brands like the North Face and Columbia. But did you know that Champaign Outdoors now offers small group travel? Champaign Outdoors Adventure Travel brings your travel dreams to life by designing highly curated small group adventures. Next spring break, join 10 to 18 Champaign Urbana locals for an authentic cultural experience in Costa Rica. For booking and more information about the upcoming Costa Rican adventure, visit ChampaignOutdoors.com/Costa Rica.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. This year's Live to Lead was the best one ever. So we're hosting an encore presentation of the exact same program on Tuesday, December 10th at 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the I Hotel. John Maxwell, Angela Arends, Marcus Buckingham of StrengthFinder, Chris Hogan, and Rachel Hollis of Girl Wash Your Face. They rock the house. Don't miss this opportunity. Bring your team, bring your spouse, bring a friend. It'll be an amazing program that you won't forget. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. In 1865, my great-great-grandfather, Robert Blaine Coulter, came to Central Illinois with dreams of growing plants for a living. Five generations and 144 years later, I'm proud to say we're still growing plants for Central Illinois. We're still a business where you can come out to the store and see the same faces you've seen for decades, where you know the employees by name. If you had our landscape crew come out 20 years ago and build your patio or plant your trees, We're the place they're talking about when they say check with your local nursery. Country Arbors also has mulches, stone, and rock. You can find out more information about our history at countryarbors.com.
Ellen Hook here, owner of your local Ashley Home Store and Sleep Shop. As a mom, no is the last thing I want to hear, but at Ashley Home Store, we're saying
no, no, no.
So you can say yes, yes, yes to your dream home. With no minimum purchase, no down payments, and 0% interest for 5 years, you can completely redesign your home in a style that's truly your own. This furniture for all sale ends November 11th. Visit our design.